Kevin Fields, the Directeur Sportif of the Optum Pro Racing Team. Kev, talk to us about the tactics during this race. A crazy race from the beginning, a lot of attacks, your guys off the front. Talk to us about that.
Well, I think we thought it could potentially be like when the last time we did this race in 2013, where there could be a really decisive selection even on the run in to the circuits. So before we even started to do the 8 circuits out in St. Odalin, we thought the race could be decided or at least a major selection. So I think everybody was on the same page with that, not just our team, but all the teams. But then beyond that, we knew that, Silber, because they had the numbers, they would always throughout the day trying to create a situation that had a good numbers advantage for them. And then I think the way things sort of played out was really good. Like, all the teams were more or less on terms all day long. You know, the first break was great for everybody as a positioning move. And then when the four guys came across, it was, again, it was just like equally matched. So everybody had the numbers. And then I think there was a little bit of U23 playing around out there between DeVos and Cataford. And I can imagine that Silber didn't feel super, super confident with the two guys that they had up there. They would have preferred to have different guys or maybe one more guy. But at that point, you know, I think just the way things played out behind, you know, it was mostly Tony the Tiger doing a lot of pulling behind, you know, like really committing to trying to keep that group in check. But I think as soon as he let off a little bit, that gap went out. And then we really thought at that point that that was going to be it. You know, when the 8 men in front had 4 minutes, we thought that would really be it. And we were very confident in that situation. It was really good for us. You know, we liked our odds with the, you know, with the hilly nature of the course and the speed that Mike and Will have. We were pretty confident in that situation. There was a little bit of guys, again, you know, just sort of playing around a little bit, but I just told the guys to be patient and be calm and not overcommit to the workload, because I thought that they could keep rolling that group and not have to worry so much if, you know, Derek was sitting on a little bit or Adam or Alex were sitting on a little bit. I didn't think it was really going to be too bad. And then I think it was awesome that Derek, like, opened up the end game pretty far out, you know, and then Will did an amazing job of covering that. And then we felt really, really good in that situation with Mike behind and Will. And then we really, at that point, we were up front with the car, and we have no idea how that stuff happened behind. So that was, you know, for us, that was just super, super exciting. But for Will, he had enough savviness to get information. Like, at that point, you can't get anything from the car because we're being held back.
Right.
And he was getting information from the media moto and from the commissaires, and he knew that the group was coming up, and he knew that we had numbers in there. And then, you know, like, I have no idea how Randy made it up, you know, with Christian, but that was awesome. Like, we had, you know, we really felt going in that, you know, we had 5 guys in the race and probably, you know, the deepest, strongest overall team, and any one of our guys could win. And to have 4 guys in that final sprint, we were pretty happy in the car, and especially with Guillaume and Randy in there. You know, when we heard that the junction was made, and we knew that those guys should be pretty fresh from the day that they would have had, and the way things would have played out behind for them, we were really, you know, pretty excited in the car. And then when we heard the call, it was pretty awesome.
It was pandemonium.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, congratulations on a race well managed and well won.
Thanks.
Well
deserved.
Thank you.